Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. A little Dire Straits bringing us back. That's Mark Knopfler on guitar there. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Rory Vaden, R-O-R-Y-V-A-D-E-N, if you're looking for him online. He's got an outstanding blog I'd like to encourage you to get. He's a best-selling author. His new book is called Procrastinate on Purpose, and it's all about five permissions, he says on the cover. Five permissions to multiply your time. It sounds like you've learned how to synthesize time, Rory, but we all know that that's not really what happens. It's a matter of choices, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is a matter of choices, and you know that's what we basically studied, is how the ultra performers or the top 1%ers, what are their philosophies about time, and we found some radical differences in the way that they think about time, and the major difference is what we call the significance calculation, where Most people think in terms of importance, which is how much does something matter, and urgency, which is how soon does something matter. But multipliers think about time in terms of how long is this going to matter. Mm-hmm. And we call that the significance calculation. So it's instead of just thinking about what's the most important thing I have to do today, that's not the question that they ask. They ask the question, how can I use my time in a way today that creates more time tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. And which could include making sure that we what we do today helps other people be productive who are helping us, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's one way to sort of synthesize your time, to leverage yourself, isn't it? That's one of the things I think about when I think about what should I be doing. Maybe the thing that I'm really the most exercised about is this project that I'm working on. But there's another project that I'm going to want to have done in the future that I have to stop doing the other thing and work on this one, help someone else get started with something so they can help me down the road. And I have to, that's the reason I have to make a decision. I set this project aside, even though it's more important to me right now, because I got to work on this one a little bit just to help other people get started. Those are decisions that have to be made. And so, as you say, I procrastinated on the first one.
Yeah, and that's actually really closely aligned. So when all of your tasks come in the top of the focus funnel, the first question is, can you eliminate it? If you can't eliminate it, you ask, can it be automated? If it can't be automated, the next question is, can it be delegated? Mm-hmm. And most small business owners, they know they are doing things that other people could be doing. But if you ask the average small business owner, you say, why haven't you trained somebody else how to do it? Most of them would say, well, it's faster for me to do it myself, or it's better, I just do it better. And that is true once, maybe twice, but not when you make the significance calculation. When you think longer term, you know, they'll be able to figure it out and learn how to do it as well as you could.
Well, the thing that I'm glad you brought that up, because I didn't want to land on this. This is the third permission, folks, permission to be imperfect. In the area of delegating, this is something small business owners have the biggest problems with. Rory, is because we're usually the ones who did all these jobs first, and of course when we do it, it's perfect because it's the way we see it being done, and how we learned how to do it, and so we know how to do it. So if I delegate it to you, you're not going to be as perfect as I am by definition, because you're not me, and so. So you have to learn how, if you're gonna really be, give yourself permission to procrastinate and to be imperfect, you've got to accept that, don't you? And that's why I start talking about excellence. I start telling people, if you want to delegate, don't think about it in terms of needing to be perfect. Think about it in terms of excellence. Help your people do that. What do you think?
Yeah. So I like that. Done is better than perfect in a lot of the case. The permission of imperfect is only short term. See, most of us struggle as small business owners that it's not going to be done as well as we can. And that's true absent a significance calculation. When I think about letting someone else do it today, that's true. But if I give myself a short-term window of allowing them to be imperfect and I continue to coach them, then over time, they will get it to be pretty good or what I want it to be like. And so we use something called the 30X rule. And the 30X rule suggests you should spend 30 times the amount of time it takes you to do a task one training somebody else to do that task for you.
Right.
So if it takes you 5 minutes a day to do a task, the 30X rule suggests you should spend 30 times 5, 150 minutes training someone to do that task. Now, here's, Jim, where we lose people, because people go, Rory, that is the silliest thing I've ever heard. Why would I spend 150 minutes training someone to do a task?
Because you only have to do it one time.
Five, right, because you only have to do it one time. And if you make the significance calculation even over just 1 year, so there's 250 working days in a year, if it takes you 5 minutes to do that task, then just over 1 year worth of time, that task is going to suck up 1,250 minutes. So now the question is not, should I spend 150 minutes or should I spend five? Now it's, should I spend 150 in order to save 1,250?
Right. I like the way you do the math on this, Rory, and I'd like to invite you back another day. Because one of the things we're talking about here a lot on the show for the last several years is how to help small business owners become better CEOs. And see, what you're talking about are CEO disciplines. Will you come back another day and help us with this?
I think we could probably work that out.
RoryVadenBlog.com, right?
That's right. That's
the book is called Procrastinate on Purpose. Rory, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.